Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Indigenous Peoples by Richard Sidaway. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children. Native American proverb. In December 2005, Evo Morales became the new president of Bolivia. He was only 46 years old and openly supported the production and use of the coca plant. He also wanted the state to take control of the profitable natural gas industry. But what is really significant is where he comes from. He was born into a farming family in the Andes and spent much of his life campaigning for the interests of the original inhabitants of the country. He was one of the first leaders of an indigenous people to make it to the top. There are perhaps 370 million indigenous peoples in 70 countries around the world. They live on 20% of the world's land, and they contribute 80% of the world's biological and cultural diversity. For the last few hundred years, however, European colonialism has marginalized them. Europeans gave them diseases against which they had no defenses, suppressed their culture and language, and tried to assimilate them into Western societies. Sometimes they almost disappeared from history. Few people today have heard of the Herero of Namibia. 80% of their population died from starvation a century ago at the hands of German colonizers. In 1803, there were 10,000 people living in Tasmania, but after the British declared war on them 20 years later, only 300 survived. The last Tasman died in 1905. The main reason for the decimation of indigenous peoples has been to get their land and natural resources. In Colombia, 100 years of oil extraction has resulted in the pollution of rivers, soil, and drinking water. The story is repeated in Ecuador and Peru. In Brazil, the government planned to build 5 large dams on the Xingu River. These will flood thousands of square kilometers of tribal reserves and destroy much agricultural land. Often governments have used forced relocation to get the local inhabitants out of the way. In Botswana today, it is happening because of diamond mining and tourism. In the islands of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, the entire population were banished forever in order to build an air base. Land has a spiritual significance for indigenous people. In 1985, the Australian government finally recognized this and returned ownership of Uluru, Ayers Rock, to the Pichincha-Jara Aborigines. In the USA, however, the government is planning to store radioactive waste at Yucca Mountain in Nevada, although it is a sacred site for the Shoshone Nation. Businesses often try to take possession of indigenous cultures. Multinational companies wanted to become the owners of traditional knowledge in areas such as food, farming, and health. They have tried to create patents on plants and medicines that indigenous people have used for centuries. Native languages are also disappearing. They were banned in schools for decades. Parents stopped using them to communicate in the home, and so they were no longer passed from one generation to another. Sometimes families have been affected in more dramatic ways. In Australia, it was government policy from 1900 to 1972 to forcibly remove Aboriginal children from their parents and bring them up in institutions. Health problems such as obesity, heart disease, and diabetes are another feature of Indigenous life. The writer Paul Theroux, travelling in the Pacific, noted that most islanders' diets nowadays consisted of junk food and canned fish imported from Japan thousands of miles away, despite the fact that they were surrounded by water and fishing had been a way of life for millennia. So is the election of Mr. Morales in one of the world's poorest countries a sign that things are finally getting better? Various peoples around the world now have their own representation. There is a Sami parliament in Sweden and an assembly of First Nations in Canada. Formal apologies were passed in several Australian state parliaments in 1998 for the past mistreatment of the Aboriginal population. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, the Treaty of Waitangi Act has made it possible for Maoris to claim back land, fisheries and forest in special courts where they have equal representation with non-Indigenous people. The Miskito Indians in Nicaragua have had similar success. Some Native American tribes have recently become extremely wealthy because of a change in the law. They can now start casinos on their own land. Some people worry about the morality of this, but some of the profit has been used for improvements in education and health. The meeting between Western and Indigenous cultures has not often been a happy one, but perhaps there is hope yet for the continued diversity of humankind.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.